Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
All right, Peanuts job market trends report for August has been released, and it shows, among other things, that demand for AI jobs has grown so much. Let's speak to Paul Byrne, the head of data insights and customer success at Peanut. Paul, thanks for your time on Kaya Business Evening. Just take us through this report, how you gather the data and put it together.
Thank you so very much, and thank you for having me. Always a fantastic opportunity to come and share some of this data with you. The data that we're getting is coming from the Peanut jobs platform, which we've been operating in South Africa for the better part of the last 27 years. And basically what we've got is this goldmine of data that exists between all the job seekers that have actually registered on our platform and the jobs information that we've got that our recruiters are posting onto the platform. And it's looking at that data that allows us this opportunity to start delving into the detail of the trends. And specifically in this particular report, you've mentioned what we've looked at is the trend of the growth within AI skills and the demand for AI skills. So it is really looking at that combination of the supply and the demand, the supply being the job seeker side of our business and the demand being the recruiter side that are posting the job opportunities that they have on offer. And it's bringing those two things together where it gives us this gold mine that I speak about. Yeah, we've got literally millions of records, about 7 million registered job seekers. We've got thousands of recruiters that are utilizing us on a monthly basis to post the job ads that they've got available. That's how the story unfolds.
Okay, and the most in-demand roles include AI software developer, data engineer, machine learning engineer, and data scientist.
Very much so. When we specifically looking at what we call AI jobs, and what we've been quite careful to do within this particular report, because we thought it would be extremely interesting to try and separate what we call the AI technical jobs. In other words, exactly the types of roles that you've just mentioned that require the knowledge of software development, AI development, data, whether it is machine learning, whatever the case may be, and separate that from the skills that the rest of us need to start learning in terms of being able to make sure that we stay relevant within the workforce as the workforce changes so rapidly and starts to adopt into these new ways of work and these AI tools. And yeah, it just allows us to be that much more efficient and effective in what it is that we deliver. And for that matter, in some cases, even more professional. So when I'm looking at those particular jobs that you mentioned, the software developers, the AI software developers, data scientists, data engineers, and the machine learning engineers, we see that over the last 6 years, there's been a significant increase in demand, as we would expect. It's about a 252% increase. And over the last year, a few years, it's been in the region of about a 31%. About a few years, I've defined that specifically as 3 years. So 31% increase in the demand for these skills over the last 3 years. And that's to be expected. I think a lot of the companies specifically here in South Africa that have the opportunity to develop some AI tools have obviously been hard and fast making sure that they are first movers within that space, which is why we saw that initial absolute massive ramp up. Over 3 years, a 31% increase, it's still sizable, but it's definitely sort of not as fast as it was a couple of years ago. But it does not mean that it's not going to re-accelerate again, and we definitely understand and we expect that we'll see this acceleration increase as more and more companies start to actually understand the importance of getting into this particular realm. But what we found really interesting here is what's the growth of the AI skills in the general workplace. And that was that second set of data that I was talking about in terms of just trying to really understand, you know, how much the demand for proficiency in AI skills is becoming. And by that, we're looking at sort of your content creators, your opportunity and your knowledge in terms of how to use a ChatGPT, for example, as one of the well-known, better-known sort of GPTs that we've got, or tools like Zapier. Which allow us to sort of do a whole lot of stuff at scale en masse, whether it's integrations or automations or whatever the case may be. And there we've seen that the demand over the last 6 years is actually 488%. And specifically over the last 3 years, it's been 151% increase. Now, I think it just goes to show what kind of rate the workplace is actually changing at. And this almost becomes now this prerequisite for us to have some form of knowledge of AI in our workplace that is going to help us achieve this effectiveness and this efficiency that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Paul, if we're looking at the growth of that AI demand in both those sectors, I think it's been incredible to watch an industry where, you know, maybe 2018 or 2017, this wasn't even on the mainstream. And the adoption rate is so large that in the next year or so, it's probably those figures are going to increase. When you next do your next report, we may be seeing an even larger role. How are people in South Africa adapting and able to or not able to meet the demand?
I think, again, if we look at it from two perspectives, mm-hmm. on the demand side of the AI jobs, so in other words, again, going back to the software developers, the data scientists and engineers and the machine learning engineers, we do have a problem. We've got a shortage of skills there. We can see it in the numbers in terms of the average number of applications that we actually get for those job ads is considerably lower than some of the other sort of more common jobs that we've got in the marketplace at the moment. And it goes back to sort of part of your previous conversation around where are these skills going? Why aren't we actually developing enough of these skills? What is it that we need to do with private business to get them to accelerate the opportunity for future learning around how are we going to bring the youth into the market and actually upskill them to fill these roles? Because you are 100% right, there is going to be this continuation of the demand as we go into our new world of work. Even over the next 5 years or so, if we read some of the reports that I would imagine a lot of your audience has already heard them, sort of results of coming out specifically of the World Economic Forum, they predicted that over the next 5 years in particular, there are going to be about 170 million jobs that will be created. And about, and this globally, obviously, mm-hmm. 92 million will be displaced, lost. The important thing here is that actually is a net increase of 7% of jobs that we will actually see happen over the next 5 years, almost 4 years now, because we're looking at the end of 2030. And the areas where that growth is going to be strongest is in the areas like technology. So again, going back to what we've been talking about in terms of the development, the data and the machine learning type engineers, but also we're going to see massive demand growth in green energy, in care, specifically as we've got aging populations around the world, and we're going to have to be more focused on what it is that those people actually need in terms of the support in later years. And then education and frontline roles as well, we're going to see some significant growth in terms of those areas there. So that's where we need to be focusing our attention. And I suppose in each one of those areas and everything else that supports business, we need to be not only relying on businesses to train us up in terms of what we need to know from an AI perspective and how to adapt it into our everyday lives, but we actually must get into the habit of ongoing education and making sure that we're taking the opportunity to upskill ourselves, because that investment in ourselves is going to pay massive dividends as this world of work changes.
Yeah, if we're looking ahead and we're also looking back at the conversation that you were referring to that we just had with Michael, if you want to future-proof your job, what do you need to think about, whether you're already in it or you're someone who's listening who's about to go and study or someone who's looking for a change?
I think the most important thing is, and we are seeing it in Gen Z, is a habit of this ongoing learning, this continued education that I speak of. It is going to be so essential as the rate of change in our world of work is going to accelerate, and people need to be agile. They need to be able to move with that change, because a job that exists today might not exist in 5 years' time. And again, going back to what the World Economic Forum is saying, yeah, that's a very strong possibility. With that 98 million, 92 million jobs that could be displaced, those are the jobs around the world that, again, you'd referred to it in your previous conversation as well. So you don't want to call it the menial jobs, but it's the jobs that are more How would I describe it? It's from an administrative perspective, they can be carried out by a machine very effectively. Mm-hmm. And it's those people, and in particular, that are going to need to upskill themselves, and it's going to be a company's responsibility to also make sure that when they are potentially displacing people, that they're helping upskill people to make these changes. And I think it also becomes very important to make mention of the fact that it's not all about technical skills. I think technical skills are going to be important, and specifically when you're going down your professions, and Michael was talking about the importance of engineers and software developers, and yes, there's absolutely no doubt that we're going to need that. We will also need and continue to need artisanal skills. In one of our other reports that we recently did, by the way, we saw that there is an increase in the demand for die makers and tool makers, which I think is also very, very important. But going back to the point that I was wanting to make is that, you know, no matter what the skills are, we need to make sure that the skills that we're developing are transferable across different industries. So we have the ability to be agile in the choices that we make in our careers. Yeah. And as well as the technical skills that we're developing, we need to hone in on our soft skills. And you mentioned that earlier also in terms of creative thinking, critical thinking, your communication, emotional intelligence is a massive one, as is problem solving. And those people, they can sort of get it all together in terms of making sure that they've honed those softer skills. They've got the technical skill set that allows them to be more agile in moving across industries and different types of careers. They're the people that are going to continue to be able to get ahead in this this world of work. And I see it, to actually describe it in a way of saying, you know, I no longer see people climbing the ladder of success, but actually rather navigating the lattice of career growth. So you've really got to be able to move between these industries and start saying, what skill can I deliver to this organization that's going to help them be better? And at the same time, give me the satisfaction in terms of what I need in order to grow my career, what I need to be comfortable with in the purpose of what I am delivering. And for that matter, gives me the flexibility to actually focus in on things that are important to me in terms of wellness, or whether it be a little bit of flexibility at work or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm. Paul Byrne, thank you so much for your time, and I really enjoyed our conversation, just focusing on the future and what to think about in terms of skills coming from that PNET's Job Market Trends report for August. Really appreciate your time this evening.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much, too.
All right. And so that's where we wrap it up on Kaya Biz.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.